This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi this morning. The celebrations will highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions and its role in the country's unity. The Prime Minister will release a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contribution to the nation. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its monetary policy review today. RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on Monday in Mumbai to review economic conditions and decide on key policy rates. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra is scheduled to unveil the outcome of the meeting at 10 a.m. The announcement is closely watched by markets, businesses and policymakers as it impacts borrowing costs, lending rates and overall economic activity. In the previous policy meeting held in August, the MPC had unanimously kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.50%. Indian-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect today. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement is a modern, ambitious agreement that incorporates for the first time in any free trade agreement FTA signed by India, a commitment linked to investment and job creation. The government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, by 2 months, till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was till yesterday. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement, said that various positive changes have been announced recently under UPS, including the switch option, benefits on resignation, compulsory retirement and tax exemptions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is standing shoulder to shoulder with the people of Punjab and committed to provide all possible help to flood-affected people of the state. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann met Mr. Shah in New Delhi last evening and apprised him on the extent of damages caused in the state in the aftermath of floods during the monsoon season. Durga Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Durga Navami, also known as Mahanavami, is celebrated as 9th and penultimate day of the Navratri festival. Devotees worship Ma Siddhidatri, the 9th and final form of Goddess Durga today. Devotees observe the day with rituals like Kanya Pujan, worship of young girls, and offer prayers to Goddess Durga for blessings and prosperity.
The Mahanavami Puja, according to Vishuddha Siddhanta, began at 5:40 a.m. today. Homa and other rituals will follow. There will be Sandhya Aarti and other rituals in the evening. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India thrashed Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected opening match of the ICC Women's World Cup 2025 in Guwahati. Chasing India's revised ELS target of 271 runs, Sri Lanka made 211 runs in 45.4 overs. Earlier batting first, India scored 269 runs for 8 in 47 overs. Sri Lanka won the toss and decided to bowl first. From the Indian side, Amanjot Kaur was the top scorer with 57 runs. And that is the end of the news bulletin.